This is KERA News. The drama on the U.S.-Mexico border the last few weeks has eerie echoes from a half century ago, when then-Senator Robert F. Kennedy went to Mississippi. What he saw, brutal poverty, especially among children, sparked what historian Ellen Meacham calls a Delta Epiphany. That's the name of her new book. She was in town this week as part of an exhibit at the 6th Floor Museum on RFK and Martin Luther King and spoke with KERA's Rick Holter.
This was a year before Robert Kennedy's death. He'd just been elected senator from New York, hadn't yet announced plans to run for president. What made this trip an epiphany?
It took the ideas of things like poverty and discrimination and took them from the abstract to the concrete. He had faces to put with these policies, and I think that was part of what he just couldn't shake. He kept talking about what he saw in Mississippi all the way till almost 5 minutes before he died.
What was it specifically that was such a catalytic moment for him?
There was a single image in Curtis Wilkie's, who's a longtime Boston Globe reporter from Mississippi, his memoir about being a young reporter and covering Kennedy, getting down on the floor in this dark, basically shack, very decrepit old house in the poorest part of Cleveland, Mississippi, with this toddler who's picking up crumbs off the floor. And Kennedy keeps trying to get this child to respond to him. The impact of malnutrition is obvious on his body. And Kennedy spent several minutes trying to talk to this child and get a response. And when he didn't, he was just profoundly moved by that. And he knew those parents had no real recourse because of the oppressive system in Mississippi, because of the lack of civil rights, the disenfranchisement from the vote. They had no way to make their voices heard. He was really worried about where would these children be in 20 years.
And you caught up with them 40, 50 years later.
Right. Some of them were right here in the Dallas area in Mesquite. Right. And so I set out on a search for that child, which took about 7 years off and on. But he had moved in the early 90s. His name was David Weitz. David was living and working in Mesquite, Texas, and raising a family. He knew that Kennedy had come,
right,
but
right.
They didn't know that it was in all Kennedy's biographies, this pivotal moment that made such a difference.
Now, all this was going on against a backdrop of the civil rights movement and the violence that sparked in Mississippi. I mean, Medgar Evers had been killed, I think, 5 months before JFK. You had the Mississippi Burning murders. How did that affect this moment for Robert Kennedy?
Well, I think that it was this undercurrent of violence and death that was just always right there under the surface. The people there knew, both black and white, potential of violence. And one of the children that I interviewed, who was 9 or 10, she was terrified for Robert Kennedy because she felt like he was going to be killed while he was in Mississippi because she'd seen that. The Klan met Robert Kennedy at the airport and passed out pamphlets predicting his death. When he landed in Greenville, somebody else was passing out a little headline of a right-wing newspaper that said, "Robert Kennedy will die." There was the sense that danger lurked around every corner.
I wonder, when you see those pictures from the border today, do you see links to those days?
I think as human beings, we're wired to respond to children crying. And I think that those images, for many people, are taking it from the abstract to the concrete. One of the things that is also interesting to me, though, is how Kennedy approached it versus how the discussion is going right now. In most places, Kennedy, unlike many of today's politicians and leaders, he left room for his opponents to change their mind and save a little face. He could have called everybody baby starvers and called them out, but he didn't. And he talked about ideas, not people. He's like, these are children. If children are hungry, we should feed them. And he invited people, you know, he's like, it's never too late to change your mind. If you think that that we need to fix this, come help us. And not, well, this is what you voted for. And so, you know, obviously you're reaping what you sow. That wasn't the way he approached it. But I've seen a lot of that just in the last few days over this policy. And I think we could solve it, the problem, a little bit better if more people had that approach.
Ellen Meacham, author of Delta Epiphany, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it tremendously.